Today's shiur is Masechta Bavasra, Daf Ayin Dalad. We will begin on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, the bottom line. The Gemara continues with the stories that we began in the previous shiur with Rabbi Baba Chana, many stories that involved Rabbi Baba Chana. And the last story we learned at the previous shiur was Rabbi Baba Chana walking along with an Arab merchant. And the Gemara continues, Amalei. So the Arab merchant told Rabbi Baba Chana, I'll show you where the people from the Dor HaMidbar died, where they're buried. And as the Mefarshim explained why they called the Dor HaMidbar, because we would think that they did a terrible aveira with the eagle, and they're not considered tzaddikim. So the Gemara says that they're considered the Dor HaMidbar. What the Gemara says, a midbar is a place where people have nothing. They were only interested in Avodas Hashem, nothing else. Also Chazatinu, so we saw how they were buried. The Domo command the Mifsumi, they look like they went to sleep when they were intoxicated. A person who lays down when he's intoxicated, his complexion glows. The Gonu are parked, and they were laying on their back. And in fact, from here, the Rishonim, and this is our Minhag, say that when somebody is buried, he should be buried laying on the back. And their knees were raised up. They were so tall that this Arab merchant was riding on a camel and riding under the camel, holding the zok for rumche, holding zakifa rumche, holding a spear in his hand. They were so tall that you could ride under their knees and not touch it. That's how tall the people of the Dor HaMidbar were. First, I'm explaining, the Mashal says this, what does it mean they were laying on the back? Again, similar to the concept I mentioned earlier. They were facing Shemayim, that these were people who were completely L'shem Shemayim. So Rabbi Bachana took off the tzitzis off the corner of one of their tzitzis that they were buried in. And here Tosfos begins a very interesting and long discussion. What is the proper minig in terms of burying someone? Should he be buried wearing his talus or not? From our Gemara, clearly indicates that he should wear a talus, because the Gemara says that he took off the tzitzis. We'll see in a minute why was his need to do that. However, Tosfos says it's not specific. Tosfos says it's not necessarily aminic to do so. And he gives three reasons. First of all, he says, we all remember Rashi and Chumash. Every year Tisha B'Av, these people in the Midbar who were sentenced to all die in the Midbar, would lay down Tisha B'Av in their graves. And then some people got up in the morning, and some people didn't get up in the morning. So they might get up in the morning, so they were still wearing tzitzis. But a person who dies nowadays isn't getting up in the morning, unfortunately. So that's why we shouldn't bury tzitzis. Another pshat, Tosfos says, is the Ri. The Ri says that in those days, people were very careful with the mitzvah of tzitzis. So somebody who was careful with the mitzvah of tzitzis his whole life, it's appropriate that he should be buried wearing a talus with tzitzis. If we're not so necessarily observant, and even if we are, not everybody else is. So that's the Ri's reason why should not be buried wearing tzitzis. Rebbeinu Tam, along the same lines, says that there are 613 taryag, is the gematria of tzitzis. Tzitzis represents somebody who is mekayim kol ha-tayrakula. Who is mekayim kol ha-tayrakula? That we should bury him in a tzitzis. In fact, the Mefarshim ask, how could there even be a havamina that somebody should be buried in a tzitzis? Very famous Gemara. The Gemara says that somebody who goes to a cemetery should not have his tzitzis out. Because the Gemara says it's loig l'rash, that they're not able to do the mitzvah, and we are. But if according to our Gemara, they're also wearing tzitzis, so why can't you wear your tzitzis in a cemetery? So that question the Mefarshim answer on a number of levels. One is, even if they're buried in the talis, there is no question that they're not mechuyiv in the mitzvah. We're obligated in the mitzvah, so that's why it's loig l'rash. Another pshat, a fairly practical pshat, is that even if somebody's buried in a tzitzis, they start to deteriorate, disintegrate, if they're buried that long. we, Baruch Hashem, have tzitzis. A third pshat that I saw is that even if somebody's buried in the tzitzis, it's only in the white. In those days, they had tchelis. A person, that nobody was buried in the tchelis. But people were tchelis, that's why it is loyeg l'rash. Tysus continues on to say that really, this is a question, if somebody should be buried wearing tzitzis or not. He says the question really boils down to a different issue. The mitzvahs betalis lasu lavoi. If a Mashiach comes, we'll be obligated in all the mitzvahs. According to the opinion that we will, so somebody should be buried in the tzitzis. You need to wear tzitzis when we get up for tchias ameisim. According to the opinion that we won't be chayiv in mitzvahs, there's no reason to bury in tzitzis. The Ramah, so that's why Tosfos says, the minig, and this is what the Ramah quotes la'alocha, is to bury someone wearing the tzitzis, but right before they complete the burial, they cut off one of the corners, one of the tzitzis, to make it a talus that's possible. I actually saw another interesting machlekes apayiskim. Which talus should somebody be buried in? Many people have a talus that they wear during the weekday, and another talus that they wear on Shabbos. On one hand, some apayiskim suggest that you should bury someone in the Shabbos talus, because Shabbos is more kadosh, holier than during the week. On the other hand, some say you should bury him in the weekday talus, because the weekday talus you wear 6 days a week. This is the only way, one day a week. Tadav Shena, Tadav Kaidim. Two actually different menhagim. Somebody told me that he thinks you should bury the person in the talus that he spoke in davening less. So, different menhagim. Says the Gemara, Paske Chade Kanad Tchelta. Sarav Bachana cut off one of the corners of the tzitzis, the Chad Benayim, the Leib Mstagilon. But he could no longer walk. He got stuck where he was. Amalei. So the Arab merchant saw the Rabbi Bachana can't move. So he says, Dilma Shankles Midi Minayu, did you perhaps take something from one of these people? A Hadre. He says, immediately return it. The Gemiri, because we have a tradition. The man the Shankles Midi Minayu, if you take anything from a person who passes away, Lamiz the Galei. Cannot move. Azel, a Hadre say, so he put back the tzitzis, so hard the Miz the Galei. And he was able to move. When he came to the Rabbanan, when Rabbi Bachana came to Rabbanan and repeated this entire episode, Amalei call Abba, whoever's name is Abba, Rabbi is very similar to the name Abba, Chamra, is foolish like a donkey. The call Baba Bachana, whoever's name is Baba Chana, Sichsichsa, is a fool. So they said to him as follows, Lamai Hilchasa Abdushachi, why did you need to take off the corners of one of the people's tzitzis? Lameda, because you wanted to show us that lochus kibay shamay kibay silo. We're going to learn mitzvah sechta menochus. There's actually machlokes b'sham b'silo. How many strands of tzitzis you're supposed to have? B'silo's opinion is 3 folded to 6. B'shamay, which is the minig, which is our way we paskin, is 4 into 8. So he said ibarloch. So that's why you wanted to cut off the corner to show us what they did in the Midbar. Because whatever they did must have been the right thing. So now that obviously you couldn't actually physically take the tzitzis, but before you left, at least the Barlach l'mimne chutin or l'mimne chuyus, you should have at least counted and you could report to us what you saw. Why didn't he do it? So the Yavid says the train was moving. The caravan was leaving. He had no time. That's the Yavid. It's not my pshat. Another pshat that I saw is that this goes back, the Mashah has a very deep pshat. One can look up the Mashah himself, that it refers back to Kairach, and he thought that this is somebody from Kairach, that's why he didn't want to move it. Because they weren't supposed to be brought, the people from Kairach, weren't they, or anything of theirs, were not supposed to be brought to Yisrael. Amrei, ta'ach v'lech Har Sinai. So the Arab merchant now tells him another story. I'm going to show you where Har Sinai is. Also, Chazoi, he showed him a mountain, the Hadrulei Akriva, that there were scorpions around Har Sinai. What does this represent? So Mefarshim explained what this represents is that we know one of the Ani Mammons is that the Torah is complete. There's no, you're not allowed to add mitzvahs, you're not allowed to take away mitzvahs. And the job of Talmid Chachamim, which the Pirkei Avos says, what is the characteristic of Talmid Chachamim? Nechishason, Nechishas Akriv, when they bite, it's like you got bit, Chas V'Shom, by a scorpion. Their job is to protect that the Torah remain complete. So Har Sinai was surrounded by scorpions, the Kaimik Chamri Chiverti, and they're standing tall like white donkeys. Shemati Bas Kol Shomeres. So I heard a Bas Kol announcing, Oy Rishnishbati. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel says, I made a Shvua. The Klai Yisrael will go into Golis. V'achshev Shnishbati, and now that I made this Shvua, Mimefili, who's going to annul it? Kosru Kamed Rabbonim. And now Rabbi Babachana comes back to Rabbanim and reports this episode. Amalei Kol Abba Chamra, again, whoever's name is Abba is as foolish as a donkey. Kol Baba Bachana Sechscha. And anybody whose name is Baba Chana is a fool. Harlach Loimer, what you should have said is Mufalach. You should have said, I'm annulling the Shvua. For who suffer? So why didn't Rabbi Bachana indeed do it? Dilma Shvua the Malbahi. He thought that what was the Kodesh Baruch Hu speaking about? The Shvua that we learned in Parashas Noach. The Shvua that he will no longer bring a Mabel. That's not a Shvua that he wanted to annul. Rabbanan said, it can't be that that was the Shvua Kodesh Baruch Hu was referring to. Because if that was the Shvua Kodesh Baruch Hu was referring to, in Kin Oili Lama, why is the Kodesh Baruch Hu saying, woe that I made the Shvua? It's a great Shvua that he's not going to bring the Mabel. And therefore, he should have understood that's the Shvua about taking us into Golis. And the Ritva says he should have annulled it, that Klai Yisrael should go out of Golis. So before we go further, the Ritva asks, how did Rabbi Babachana make this mistake? It's an obvious mistake. If it was the Shvua about the Mabel, why would Kodesh Baruch Hu say Oili? So the Ritva says, Amari de Gepshat. The Ritva says that Rabbi Babachana thought to himself, you know what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu may regret making that Shvua. Why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Shvua that he's never going to bring a Mabel. So now when somebody does an Avera, he's not worried because the Mabel isn't coming. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu regrets making the Shvua and that would serve as a deterrent from us doing Averas. So the Mefarshim ask, how could the Chachamim suggest to Rabbi Babachana that he should have annulled the Shvua? The halach is that if somebody makes a Shvua that's relevant to me, and let's say I'm a Talmud Chacham and I'm able to annul Shvuas, I can annul a Shvua that's relevant to me. I'm a Negei B'Dover. So how could, here, the Shvua was the Klai Yisrael's in Golis. Rabbi Babachana is a member of Klai Yisrael. So how could he annul the Shvua? So some say that b'di'evid, if you annul a Shvua that's relevant to you, it's effective. So you should have relied on the b'di'evid. But I saw another pshat, which really goes through the entire Gemara. When we learned Masechta Nedarim, we spoke about two different concepts of how a Shvua could be annulled. One is a Chacham, Talmud Chacham, being Matan Neder, and then an analysis of what the circumstances of the Shvua were all about is necessary. But we also learned that a husband could be mefer, could annul the Shvua that his wife makes without any analysis. So he says the Gemara doesn't use the word matter. You look in the Gemara uses the word mufer. The relationship between a tzaddik and a Kadosh Baruch Hu is like a husband to a wife. Tzaddik goyzer, a tzaddik says something that Kadosh Baruch Hu mekayim. A Kadosh Baruch Hu does what the tzaddik says. So they told him, you as a tzaddik should have been mefer the neder. That's why the Mefarshim also explained another question they answer. When somebody's matter the neder, you have to get all the details. Where were the details given? But now, according to our pshat, by hafara, details are necessary. A husband can be made for without knowing the details. And the Klozmer Gerebbe takes this concept one step further. He says, Rabbi Babachana was obviously a great tzaddik. He heard a bas koil. We don't hear bas koils. So we're talking about a great individual. So how do you make this mistake? The answer is that Rabbi Babachana thought that he only could be matan neder. His mistake was that matan neder, he knew the halachic issues were being matan neder. But he should, since he was a Talmud Chacham, he said he was such a tzaddik. He hears baskels, should have used the power of Afara, not the power of Atara. Continues the Gemara. I'll show you where the people, the Koirach and his people are buried. Chazit Trebizi. He saw him a crack in the ground. Where smoke was coming out of the crack. Shokel gavva da amra. The Arab merchant took a piece of white wool. Vamishne b'maya, and he soaked it in water. Oditza b'rush the rumcha, and then he put it on the top of a pole. Va'ayla hosam, and he stuck it into that crack. Viki afik, and when it came out, ichrich ichruche. It got completely burnt. Oma li. So then the Arab merchant told him, Atzis, pay attention, my shamet. What do you hear out of that crack? What I hear out of the crack, the shamet, I hear they have an amrin that they're saying, famous Gemara, Moshe v'terosa emes. Moshe emes v'terosa emes v'heim badon. And we're lawyers. Omele, so he said, call tlos and yoim mahadalu gehenim lahocha. Every 30 days they come back to Gehenim to this spot, to basar b'kalachas, like hot meat in our pot. And that's what they announce. Moshe v'terosa emes v'heim badon. This Gemara is a very famous Gemara with a lot of nice divrei Torah. One pshat that I saw from the Rebbe, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yitzchak Doif and Belz. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu need that the Korach v'Hadassah should be buried alive? We don't find that anywhere else. So he said, as long as a person is alive, he could do tshuva. Once a person leaves the world, he can no longer do tshuva. So he wanted them to do tshuva, as our Gemara seems to indicate. So he said, let them be buried alive, that they should have the ability to do tshuva. But the Sifrei Musa show from this Gemara the power of an Aveira. There were thousands of years between the time of the Mice of Korach till this story happened. And they still had to do tshuva on the Aveira. How the power of Aveira lasts for thousands of years. Why every Rosh Chodesh? Why every Rosh Chodesh do they get, so to speak, this Gehenim get stirred up again? So one pshat that I saw, two pshatim, that Gehenim, we know, we all remember Parshas Bereishis, the moon complained that there should be Ein Shnei Melachim. What was Korach? Korach said that all of Klal Yisrael are equal. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron should be no greater than the rest of us. So the lesson of the Gehenim is that that's wrong. And Klal Yisrael were not all equal. There are leaders. And that was Korach's mistake. Similarly, they said all the months of the year are the same. But leaders are not the same as months. Another pshat, a very interesting pshat I saw from the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi says pshat like this. The famous Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. It says a person is supposed to do tshuva. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu could say his tshuva is real. He's not going back. So how long does a person have to kick the habit that we should know that he really meant tshuva? So the Beis Halevi says 30 days. If a person for 30 days stopped doing something, it's a proof that he kicked the habit. They didn't really mean it. And that's why every 30 days Gehenim starts up for them again. Dimri Emes has an interesting pshat. He says, Rosh Chodesh used to be a yontif until Klal Yisrael did the Aveir of the Eagle. The Levium, Korach was from the family of the Levium, they didn't do the Aveir of the Eagle. So every Rosh Chodesh, they get off from Gehenim. And then the day after, so the rest of Klal Yisrael don't get off Rosh Chodesh because we lost that yontif. They have it as a yontif, but the day after, they're unfortunately back in Gehenim. This line of Moshe Emes, the Teras Emes, Vahim Badon, we're lawyers. So the Chasam Sofer says a beautiful pshat. He says, Achri Rabbim Lahatas, the Torah tells us that we follow the majority. Says the Chasam Sofer, when do we follow the majority? He says we follow the majority when there's a question. But let's say today is Monday. And a million people tell you today is Tuesday. But it's really Monday. There's no majority. There's no question. Today is Monday. That's what he says. Moshe Emes v'Teras Emes v'Hein. There could be all of Klal Yisrael saying that Moshe shouldn't lead Klal Yisrael. It's meaningless. The Torah, Ach Rabim Lahatis, is only when there's a question. The Rishoner, however, has another interesting pshat, Chassidish pshat. He says, the Gemara says, Rishoyim, afilu apischesh al Gehenim, Rishoyim, even when they're in Gehenim, don't do tshuva. So he says, that's pshat in the Gemara. He says, Moshe Emes v'Teras Emes. They're announcing that we were wrong. So the question is, like we mentioned earlier, if they did tshuva, why are they still being punished? It's so long. So he said, V'heim v'don, we're just saying it, but we don't mean it. He says a very interesting marshal. He says, there was once a person in a city who caused a lot of aggravation from the people in the city. So the people in the city decided that he had children to marry off. If anybody asks information about this person, they're going to say who he is. And the person recognized what's happening here. He can't marry off his daughters. So he came to the people of the city and told them as follows. If you will continue doing this, you'll really see what I'll do to you. So I understand nobody from this city will ever agree that their children should marry my children. But if somebody from another town asks, you better not say anything bad about me. So they had no choice. because they're in real trouble. So what happened was, somebody comes to a member of the town and asks him, what do you have to say about that person? He says, oh, that person, he's a Talmud Chacham, he's a Yerushimayim, he's a tzaddik, and I'm a liar. That's what he says. Moshe Emes, the Taras Emes, so we're doing tshuva. But we're liars, you can't trust what we say. The Oros Ephraim says a beautiful pshat in the Gemara. We'll end with this pshat. He said, what the Gemara is teaching us is that unfortunately, the terrible problem of Machloikis remains in Klal Yisrael throughout the generations. And he said that's what the Gemara meant. Ta'ach v'lach b'lui de Kairach. I'm going to show you where Kairach is buried. Crack, there's a crack. It represents Machloikis. And he was teaching him what happens through Machloikis. You could have a person who's a tzaddik, a white piece of wool that's wet. Mayim, Torah, is compared to water. You could have a person who's a tzaddik, he's white, he's pure, he's a Talmud Chacham. But if he lives in a time of Machloikis, he too gets singed, he too gets burnt up in the fire of Machloikis. Says the Gemara, Vama, Amri ta'achvelach, I will show you, Heich de nashka arav rikia hadadi. I'll show you where the earth and the sky touch each other. Here, Tudor Mepharshim say, many pshatim, what does it mean where the earth and sky touch together? Rutva says an interesting pshat. He says, if we want to see the flaws habayre, if we want to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, we look at the beautiful world he created. And that was what he's showing you, the galaxies and everything. Another pshat that the Chassidish Sfarim say is the pasuk says, "V'hinei sulum arza v'roishem magia shemaima." Our obligation in this world is sulum arza. We're in this world, but what we have to do is create a world roishem magia shemaima. We have to create shemayim. We have to bring ruchnius into this world of gashmius. So let me show you, he says, how we could connect this world and shemayim, connect the gashmius and the ruchiyas. Shakla sotoy, he took his basket of bread, asnachta betafsa de rikiyah, and he put it on a window. Adamat silna, as he was davening, he put it down because he had a daven, b'yisav loyashke chasei, he couldn't find it. Aminalach ikke ganvihach, there must be some ganovim here, what happened to my bread? Amali, so the Arab merchant told him, hai gilgala de rikiyahu, this is the way the world goes around and around, wait here till tomorrow on Mishkach Slav. The Gross says Pshat in the Gemara is like this. He says, here we had an individual who spent his entire life in the Beis Medrash. But now he was leaving the Beis Medrash to go work. And what is the Hatzlocha? How are we successful in our livelihood? If we daven, a shul is supposed to have windows. If we daven. But what happened was he davened and he wasn't successful. So he complained, I did everything right. What happened? So he says, it's a galgal achoyz of oilam. If you're not successful today, wait till tomorrow. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring you success. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan, says the Gemara Mishtoi. Zimna chada have a kozilna besfinta. One time I was traveling on a ship, the chazina hu kavra, I saw this sea monster, the askulareshim yamu, who stuck his head out of the water, the danya in a katrei seiri, his eyes were shining, the nofetz mayim matarati zemne, and water was coming out of his two nostrils, katrei mabri de sura, like two rivers of sura. What does this Gemara teach us? Beautiful pshat. He says, I saw a person who's a sea monster. The sea monster represents an amoritz, who never learned. But the Gemara says that even though he was an amoritz, once he stuck his head into the water, we just said before, the Torah, Mayim, the Torah is always compared to Maya, you could unfortunately begin as a tremendous Amoritz. But if you immerse yourself in learning, your nostrils were gushing with water, you could become the greatest Talmud Chacham. Anybody could become a Talmud Chacham. Says the Gemara. Rav Safra Mishtoi, Zim Nechadu have a Kozilna Besfinta. Once I was traveling the ship, the Chazina Hu Kavra, again I saw the sea monster, the Askelereish Miyama, who was sticking his head out of the water, Favale Karne, he had horns, the Chokakale, and engraved on those horns was, and nor Beri Kalyush Miyam. I am a small creature. Vavina Tlas Meri Parsi. My length is 300 Parsa. And I'm going to the mountains of Yosan to have what to eat. Omer of Ashi, Hahu Iza the Yamahu, it's the sea goat, the Bechisha, that it plows in the water, this like Karda. So Ritva, Rishon, says, what Pshat in this Gemara? Here we see this sea monster is not a person that's mechuyif to do mitzvahs. He's not a person that has to be nice to somebody else. Yet, the limud here is, we have to learn from this Gemara that we have to do for somebody else. And he was ready to give up his life to be the food of the Leviathan, just to do that for somebody else, that the Leviathan should have what to eat. Continues the Gemara. Rav Yochanan Mishtoi, Sim Nechad have a Kazilna Besfinta. I was once traveling in a boat. The Chazina have Kartlisa. I saw his chest. That have a Kamikvi by Avonim Toivis Megalius. That was full of stones and precious stones. The Hadrile Mina the Kavri. And it was surrounded by monsters. The Mekri Karsha. These sea monsters were called Karsha. Nochis Bar Meroi Lesuye. So a diver swam into the water to get this chest. Vuragash, and the sea monster sensed that he was coming. Obor Lestam to Latmi. He wanted to rip the diver to pieces. The shot is Zika the Chala. So the diver took some vinegar. Vinochas. And the monster ran away from the bad smell of the vinegar. Nafik Baskol, Amrim Ma Iskul Chubadei Kadilosei. You have no right to touch this chest. The Devisa of Chanina Badusa, this chest belongs to the wife of Chanina Badusa. The Sid Dishadi Tchelsa Ba'alat Sadikil Amadasi. She will be the one that will put on the Tchelis on the Begodim of Tzadikim when Mashiach comes. Why will she be worthy of this? We remember the Gemara says in Masechta Megillah that they were very poor, Rav Chanina ben Daisa. So one time a gold leg came down in a Shemayim, and she refused it. She said, because that's from my leg on my table in Olam Haba. Since she was ready to live in poverty in this world, not to lose Olam Haba, she got this char. But actually, this Gemara is a very relevant Gemara la'aloch l'maisa. The Machlokes Rishonim, Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh, if women are allowed to put on tzitzis. Rabbeinu Tam says women are not allowed to put on tzitzis on a beged. Why? Because they're not mechuyif to wear tzitzis, and somebody who's not mechuyif should not put on tzitzis. The Rosh says our Gemara is a proof that you are. Because the Rosh says the wife of Rav Chanina ben Daisa is going to put on the tzitzis on the garden when Mashiach comes. So we see that women are allowed to put on tzitzis. How does Rabbeinu Tam defend himself? So I saw a number of pshatim. One pshat is you can't bring a raya la halacha from a gadda to Gemara. Another pshat that I saw is that la'olam haba, we spoke about it earlier in our shiur, there's a question, emitzis betailis lasad lovay, if we're really going to be obligated to wear tzitzis. So if we're not really obligated to wear tzitzis, so we're no different than women, they could put on the tzitzis. A third pshat that I saw is that there are two parts to putting on, to preparing the tzitzis. One is actually preparing the tzitzis, and the other one is tying it on to the beged. Rabbeinu Tam is only referring to putting it on the beged. Here the Gemara means that she's going to prepare the wool and the tzitzis, but not actually tie him on the beged. But I saw a beautiful pshat from the Malbim. The Malbim has a sefer Arts Achayim, where he explains the machlokes between Beisham and between the Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam. He says as follows. He says there's a famous shaila. What is the obligation of tzitzis? Is it a chayvus gavra? Is it an obligation on the person? Or is it a chayvus mona? That a beged, every beged that has four corners, you have to put on tzitzis. He says, the Rosh holds that tzitzis is a chayvus gavra. So just because you put on tzitzis on a beged, you really didn't do the mitzvah. The mitzvah only begins when you actually put on the talis. So if I'm the man putting on the talis, that's when the mitzvah begun. But what the woman put on tzitzis before that has no relevance in halacha. Rabbeinu Tam says it's a chayvus mona. As soon as you have such a garment, you're obligated to put on tzitzis. And therefore, a woman who's not mechuyev cannot put on tzitzis. Actually, this question about women putting on tzitzis is a really even a deeper question. Because the Rambam Rattenberg has a different reason why women shouldn't put on tzitzis. The Pasuk says, we say it every day three times, Daber b'nei Yisrael, says the Rambam Rattenberg, b'nei Yisrael v'loi b'nei Yisrael. What's the nafkamina between halacha, between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam Rattenberg? Two nafkaminas. What would be the halacha regarding a Jewish boy? He's not bar mitzvah. Could he put on tzitzis? According to Meram Ratenberg, he may. He's B'nai Yisrael. According to Rebbeinu Tam, anyone who's not obligated can't put on the tzitzis. He's not yet bar mitzvah. That's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina is what we spoke about earlier. Could they just prepare the wool? According to Meram Ratenberg, they're completely excluded. B'nai Yisrael, v'lai B'nai Yisrael. According to Rebbeinu Tam, it's only putting on the tzitzis, but anything else, they're permitted. Durma says, and this is our minig, that women, like Rebbeinu Tam, that women should not prepare in any way the tzitzis for the begadim that we wear. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Hindo, Rabbi Yehuda from Ethiopia, Mishtoi, he said the following. I was once traveling in a boat, and I saw this precious stone that was in the mouth of a fish. And a diver went to grab that stone. So the fish came, wanted to swallow this diver. So he went, he went to the boat. A raven came, and took off the head of the fish that took the stone. It started to bleed, and there was so much blood that came out, the Havadama, that the whole sea got red. So another fish came, took the stone, and put it on the head of the first fish, the chaya, and it came alive. Now another bird came that wanted to swallow the fish. Another fish came that wanted to swallow the boat. So a bird came, pascalaration, took off the head of the second fish. Shakli, and he took this precious stone, shajalasfinta, and dropped it on the boat. Have a hand superior milichi. They had in the boat salted fish. They needed food. So they had salted birds, bahadon, that they had on the boat for food. Asvinolayu, they put the precious stone on top of these fish, shaklu perchu, and they came alive. Shaklu perchu bahadad, they came alive. Tanabon, Maestro Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shua Shoybari Besfina. Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Shua were traveling in a boat. The Rebbe Lezer Yoshin, Rebbe Lezer was sleeping, Rebbe Shua Neir, Rebbe Shua was up. Dritva says, here we see that if two people are traveling together and they're going in a dangerous place, one should stay up to keep his eyes open, that they should stay out of trouble. Nizdaz Rebbe Shua, Rebbe Shua saw something that shook him up, Venin and Rebbe Lezer, and he woke up Rebbe Lezer. Amle Maza Yeshua, Mabnei Man is the Dazda, what shook you up? Amle Mar Gedoyal Risi Biyam, I saw a tremendous light in the sea. Amrav Shema Enav Shal Leviathan Roesa. Maybe you saw the eyes of the Leviathan, as which we're going to learn, is the great fish that we're going to eat when Mashiach comes. The Ksiv Enav Kafa Peshachar. I saw a beautiful Peshachar in this Gemara. Rabbi Lezer and Bishu had a very fundamental machlokes. How Klai Yisrael should feel in our terrible times of Golus. Rabbi Lezer went to sleep. He was Miyash. He gave up hope. Yeshua stayed up. He said, there's always hope for Klai Yisrael. And as Rabbi Lezer is giving up hope, and Yeshua has all this hope still, he wakes up Rabbi Lezer, and he sees, I see this thing with glowing eyes. What were the glowing eyes? Those are the Talmidei Chachamim. And he's saying, Klai Yisrael has hope. As long as there will be Talmidei Chachamim amongst Klai Yisrael, then we have hope. And wake up. Stay up. Don't give up. Continues the Gemara. Amravashi. Amalei Huna Ben Nosson. Zim Nechada Hav Kozlin Ben Midbar. I was once walking in the Midbar. Vahave Atma the Besser Bahadon. There was a piece of meat with us. Paschina V'nechkarina. I trabed it. V'nechme A'esv. And I put it down on the grass. Adam Asin and Tzivik. Until I brought wood, grass, to use to cook this meat. Cholam Atvin, the Tavinan, the meat came back. Kehadrin, Labasin, Trasi, the meat came back together. All the parts that I took apart to the meat came back together. Kehadrin, Labasin, Trasi, Yakushata, I came back to this spot 12 months later. Chazirin, Lahani, Gumri, I saw these wood that I'd used to cook the meat, Davakamalachshi, was still burning. When I came to Maimon, I repeated this episode. I'm like, who is for Samtrihava? This grass that you put on top of the, that you put the meat on is called samtre. The Mashal says, what's samtre? Samtre. It has the ability of tre, of taking things that are separated into two parts and connecting them back together. Han gumra, the risma hava. This is a type of grass called risma that retains the heat and that a year later will still remain burning. Continues the Gemara. Yivra l'kima satanina magol. Hocha tagil. Ma azila de yama. Rabbi Yechrama zel v'yosin. Noshin b'riach v'levoshin nochish akoson. Shnei b'yoyim hu yifkoi d'ashem b'ruch b'cha b'akoshon. Simen kol sho yadim. Amar Yehuda Merav. Kol ma shakadosh baruch hu ba'almai. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world, Zoch v'nekev v'borim. He created male and female. Af leviyoson, nochash, briach v'levnoson, nochas, akasin, these types of leviyoson, Zocha v'nekev v'borim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them male and female. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create everything male and female? Explain the Mefarshim, if there was anything in the world created one, somebody could make a mistake and think it's like God. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only thing that's echad. To avoid Chas v'Shalom making such an error, as we soon see in the Gemara, one of them was killed, one of them is sterile. It doesn't make a difference. HaKadosh Baruch will not create anything one. If they would mate, they would destroy the entire world. He made sterile the male, the harag and the keva, and he killed the female. And it's put away, salted for tzaddikim where Mashiach comes. Again, so there's a beautiful verse from Chavetz Chaim. He says, what is our Gemara saying? We'll talk about this more. That when Mashiach comes, we're going to eat the levyosin, the fish that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, b'sheish shmei b'reishis. He says, when Mashiach comes, we have to eat old fish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't give us fresh fish. We have to eat fish that's thousands of years old. He says, there's a tremendous lesson here. When Mashiach comes, we're going to recognize that who is worthy of Mashiach? Those that follow the traditions from when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. People who begin their own new ways, they're not going to eat in the Suda of Mashiach because they're not worthy of Mashiach. Continues the Gemara. Bahaf behemus bahari elef, this behema, this meat, zoch v'nekev v'borim. Again, says the Gemara, v'malim v'skakim zelazeh, if not that they, if they would mate, machrivim kol olam kulay, they would destroy the entire world. Ma'aso kodesh baruch hu, sirif as a zocher, he's made sterile the zocher, v'tzinin in the keva, and he created the keva should not have any desire to mate, v'sham v'tzadikim v'asolavei. And this will be the meat that we'll eat by the Mashiach, Sudush HaMashiach. Shnema here ne koicha b'masnav zazacha ve'en oynoi b'sviri batna zenekeva. Ask the Gemara, why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu do the same by the animal as he does by the fish? Hasam nami there too l'sarsi l'zacher, he should sterilize the male v'tzanen l'nekeva and make the nekeva that shouldn't have any desire. Answer the Gemara, dagen pritzi, just making that the cave should not have desire will not work. Because fish are particularly anxious to have relations. Ask the Gemara, the Levit Ipcha, why does he do it this way? Why doesn't he do the opposite way? Ibais Ema, the cave of Milchamali, salted nekevis are tastier than male meat. Ibais Ema, Kim Niksiv, Levyosin Zeyutzat, Sachibad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, as much as we can understand this, plays with the Levyosin. It's inappropriate that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should play with a female. Ask the Gemara, why don't they do the same by the meat? Tavra malicha mali, says the Gemara, salted fish is good, herring. Bisra malicha le mali, meat that's oversalted is not good. Continues the Gemara. Vam Rav Yudam Rav. B'shal shabikish HaKadosh Baruch Hu livers its oilam. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world, Om l'sash l'yam, he said to the malach that's over the yam, psach picha ubala kamemish ba'oilam. Swallow up the entire water that's in the world. Om l'fanof, so he responded, Rabbani Shalom da'ish emet b'shali. I only could manage my own job. Don't give me more jobs. Miyad, bo'at ba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it a patch for Hargoy. So it's a beautiful pshat from the Mashal. The world was created, and actually I think scientists say this, completely covered by water. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want the entire world to be covered by water. So he told the Sar Shalyam that he should swallow up some of the water so we should have inhabitable land. So the Sar Shalyam said, I can't do it. That's against Teva. That's against the way you created the world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed him. He says, well, we have to believe that there is no Teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is greater than the Teva, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants something to be, there is no excuse called Teva. Amar Yitzchak, Shmam no, Sar Shalyam, Yirav Shemoy, V'molim Mayim Chasanoi Soi, En Koyam Ber Yechoy Lam Berechoy. This Sar Shalyam is covered by water, and it's great, because otherwise he has a terrible odor. Shnem V'lo Yiru V'lo Yishchisu B'hol Kal Kachi. K'mayim M'yam Chasim, El Tikru L'yam Chasim, El Sar Shalyam Chasim. V'amar Yudam Rav, Yadin Yoytsim Mimaras Pamayis. The Yadin goes out from the Maris Pamayis. Tanya Mihachi, Yadin Yotz from Maris Pamayis, Ubiyam Mahalich, Biyomish of Sifchi, Ubiyamish of Tver, goes through those oceans, Umskalgo Viyar the Yamagodl, until ultimately enters the Yamagodl, Umskar Viyar Ashmagil Pivsh Liyosin, until it reaches the mouth of the Vliyosin. Shinema Yiftach Kiyigach Yifrin Apil. Maskla Ravarola, Hi Behemus El Ksiv. This pasuk isn't by the Leviosin. This pasuk is by the Behemus. So how can we say it's going to the Leviosin? El Amar Rabba Baraula. Amos say Behemus Bahari El Betuchais. When could they be confident? This man Shemanich and Yad Mepiv Shel Leviosin. Simin Yamim Gavriel Rav. Kiosher of Dimi Amar of Yavachanan. Ma'idik Siv Kihu Ayamim Yisoda. For El Tzichayinel. Ewa Shivi Yamim. These are the seven seas. For Abin Nerhoris. And the four rivers, Shemekifinus Eretz Yisrael, Ve'elehein Shiva Yamim, Yamish Shal Tveria, V'yamish Shal Sodom, V'yamish Shal Chilas, V'yamish Shal Chilta, V'yamish Shal Sivchi, V'yamish Spamia, V'am HaGodl, Ve'elehein Arba Nahoris, Yadin V'yamar V'kadima Ufiga. So here we see that the Yamish Shal Sodom is one of the rivers that was there that surrounds Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, when you see one of the Yamim, you see the Yam HaGodl, you're supposed to make a bracha. The Paiskim discussed, do you make a bracha by the Yam Shel Sodom? The Paiskim say that the Yam Shel Sodom, originally a bracha was made. But after it became salty because of the klala, you can't make a bracha on something that does a klala. Kiyosar of Dimyam Rabbi Yonasan. Asa Gavriel, Lasas Kignilim Leviosin. Gavriel is going to battle with Leviosin. Shnema, Hasim Shech Leviosin Bechaykoi, Vechagel Tashgiel Leshoinai. The Malach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizroi, if not even Gavriel, the great Malach, needs the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shnema Oysa Yigre Shcharboi, to be able to prevail, he needs the help of Hashem. What's the whole world to hear? Thank you.